Mauritanian President Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdoulaye had taken office last year as the country's first freely elected leader, and his apparent overthrow and detention by the country's military has drawn a strong condemnation from the Bush administration. At a news briefing, State Department acting spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said democratic rule in Mauritania should be restored without delay.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms the Mauritanian military's overthrow of the democratically elected government of Mauritania. We oppose any attempts by military elements to change governments through extra-constitutional means. We call on the military to release the president and the prime minister and to restore the legitimate, constitutional, democratically elected government immediately.
Gallegos said the United States has been in contact with the AU and individual countries in the region to try to increase political pressure for a reversal of the coup. In Brussels, European Union Development Commissioner Louis Michel said the elected Mauritanian leaders should quickly be released and returned to their posts, and warned that some $240 million in EU aid to Mauritania could be at risk if they are not. A U.S. law approved by Congress in 2006 requires the administration to halt non-humanitarian aid to any country in which a democratic government is ousted by the military. Spokesman Gallegos said U.S. officials are discussing the applicability of the law to the situation in Mauritania, but provided no details. The United States has been providing about $10 million in annual aid to Mauritania in recent years, most of it in the form of food, economic assistance, and a Peace Corps presence, though there is a small military training program. Spokesman Gallegos said all private U.S. citizens in Mauritania are accounted for, and that the U.S. Embassy in Nouakchott, which remains open, has advised them to remain at home for the time being. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.